Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Texanani, and today we're going to talk about the five most searched stocks on livewiremarkets.com. To sate your curiosity on whether these companies are a buy, hold, or sell, we've got Henry Jennings from Markets today, and we've got James Gerrish from Market Matters. James, let's start with you. We'll reverse the order here. The fifth most searched stock on Livewire is Telstra. Buy, hold, sell.
I'll go a buy below $3. I know it's gone ex-dividend today, but you'd think the Telstra thematic about work from home, that it is a big Goliath of a technology company, is going to benefit from this thematic. I get that it's had a very tough 12 months or 2 years, but they've made some tough decisions. So I think those tough decisions in time will bear fruit. So Telstra's a buy for me.
Henry, you've made very clear your feelings about this fuddy-duddy.
I think, though, as James says, below $3, they're probably a buy, even though they've gone ex-dividend. 5G is still the big white hope for Telstra. Getting through this period is, I think if we can get an Apple 5G phone, that is going to be a big driver of incentive. When I looked at the Telstra website today to see what plans they got for 5G, the phones are pretty dull. I think we need an iPhone, whatever it's up to now, 13. I've got an iPhone 5, so I'm way behind the times. But an iPhone 12 or 13, 5G, that could be Telstra's sort of saviour. So it is a buy, but it's boring, defensive, fuddy-duddy stock, tech in a cardy, but it's just dull, but okay. Safe.
Well, something more exciting is CSL, the fourth most searched stock on Livewire. Its rally did fizzle out after it reported earnings. What's going on with CSL? Buy, hold, sell.
I don't know. I'm puzzled. I'm perplexed about CSL. It got down to 270 and it looked like a screaming buy there, and it did bounce there. 280 was the previous level where it sort of bounced up from. The results were good. And the collection centres that we thought were going to be an issue in the US, people were talking about down 20%, was only down 5%. But they just seem to have missed out on the kind of the hot vaccine trend. Even last night, there was some news out of the University of Queensland in terms of their vaccine that had been pretty proved safe in about 120 patients. So that was very positive, yet nothing. So it's a hold. It's un-Australian to sell it. You can't possibly sell CSL, but it's just a little disappointing. It hasn't been at the pointy end, the Moderna end, the AstraZeneca end, the GlaxoSmithKline end of the vaccine talk. Maybe they've just got something up their sleeve. But of course, if we do get one and they're producing it, especially if they've got to produce it multiple times, like the flu vaccine, because we keep needing booster shots, it could be good for them long term. Mm.
James, is CSL's range trading pattern increasing your blood pressure? Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I've got a hold on it. I don't think it's been range trading. It's been pretty all one-way traffic on the downside in the last 3 months or so. I've always been taught that a stock that can't rally on positive news has got some underlying weakness, and I think that's what we're seeing in terms of CSL. As Henry made mention of, collections were better. Their FY21 guidance was softer than where the market was sitting at, about a 5% miss in terms of guidance. So I'm a hold. I'd be a buyer if it went down to 250, and that's not out of the question. So this is a stock that can move a long way, and it needs a tweak in the P that the market is prepared to pay for it. And that could be a catalyst from higher interest rates or whatever it is, and then it'll be a buy.
Okay, speaking of stocks that can move a really long way, number three, Mesoblast, buy, hold, sell.
It's a hold with low conviction. I'm, obviously the oncology committee that gave it a, the tick of approval is a good precursor to FDA approval moving forward. I'm not smart enough to know enough about this business to have a high conviction on it. It could do anything, so I've got a low conviction hold on it, Vish.
Henry, what do you reckon about Mesoblast? Those clinical trials are really binary in nature. Its fate is really tied to a couple of blockbusters.
Hold tight for a fast ride, as they say at the fun fair. It has been a massively volatile stock. That news that they weren't going to get approval from that committee, and then they did get approval, I mean, that was just head spinning in some respect.
And they got it 9-1.
9-1, yeah. I mean, where was the issue that 2 days beforehand? So it was one of my most high convicted stocks when they were $1.25, $1.50. I had a sort of $3.20 price target and it got there, I'm out. Where it goes from here is anybody's guess, I think. It is a bit of a binary outcome. The problem that Mesoblast have and have had throughout their history is they burn through cash. They're burning through $20 million a quarter. And the revenue side is still yet to kick in. And that hurts. If you get delays and you get issues, that does hurt. And in the past, they've had to go to some somewhat less reputable funding sources, shall we say. And that's hurt them because it's put a cap on their share price. But it's, for me, it's a hold. But you've got to have a strong stomach for this one. And it could be a binary outcome. If they've knocked it back for some reason, you could be back down to $3. If they put the tick of approval, we could see $6.57. So it is toss the coin stuff.
Okay. Speaking of needing a strong stomach, have you seen Dacian Gold's share price? Because this company ain't participating in the gold rally.
No.
Buy, hold, sell.
I think for me, it's a sell. They had some serious issues in terms of debt. They did raise some money. They raised capital, 32, 33 cents at the moment. Mount Morgan is an exploration thing in progress, to be honest, because the mine life isn't huge. They've got a hedge book as well, which does take some of the upside out of it. And also, it's not the cheapest thing in the world that they're producing that gold in terms of Aussie. I think it's 12 to 1400 all in sustaining costs for them out of Mount Morgan. So it doesn't tick a lot of boxes. Given that gold's had this huge run and is now we're starting to see it come off, I think there's few reasons to be there. If you're going to play gold, there's frankly much better places to put your golden dollar in the gold market, I think.
Golden dollar, golden opportunity on Livewire's second most searched stock.
Yeah, it's a sell for me, Vish. I mean, if you want to have gold exposure, you want to have gold exposure, not exposure to a potential turnaround that's had to raise money at deeply discounted levels that has been really dilutive of shareholders, etc. So for me, it's a sell.
Okay. Well, hold on to your hats and let's get the drum rolling because the most searched for stock on Livewire is EML payments. Share price has gone nowhere in the last 1 to 2 months. Gift card business has been smashed. No one's buying presents for their colleagues. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a pretty dour outlook on things, Vish. I've got a hold on it. Obviously, payments are a hot space, but in terms of EML, I don't think it's simple enough and clear enough what they do and how they do it. So complexity in businesses, particularly in payments, I don't think is a positive thing. You've seen the simple things work, gain the traction, gain the volume, etc. And I don't think EML has it at the moment. It could get it, but I don't think it has it at the moment.
Okay. Henry, in their FY20 report, management talked about a lot of growth optionality, banking as a service, salary packaging, collaborating with fintechs. Is this a gift for investors with what the share price has done?
Sounds like a gift for the IR people. Certainly, I think James is right. We like this stock. I like this stock. And it tends to run with the whole buy now, pay later sector because it's one of those fintechs. But James is right. It is complicated. It is a complicated beast. Preloaded cards in any fashion, whether they're gift cards. And the big run previously was in gaming because they had this deal in the US with Bet365 so you could preload your gaming cards. That didn't get too much of a mention in that the growth story and all those buzzwords that you were talking about. I think this is a buy. It's not a strong buy, but it is a buy, I think, at these levels, only because I feel it's been left out. It's not as simple as it could be, and we've seen how not being simple can really hold you back. FlexiGroup is an absolute poster child for non-simple business model, which they've now finally decided to change the name to Hum. God, watch Genius work that one out, because that's an absolute winner, because now we've got a four-letter acronym, a little nice cool name that you can pin your hat on in buy now, pay later. So I think that's a good move for them. But EML payments, still a bit complicated. It's a weak buy. I feel there's something in there that is nagging at me saying, yes, this one could run, but it just need. I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. It certainly wasn't the results. It needs something to spark it again, like the Bet365 deal did in the US.
Well, there you go. Those are the five most searched stocks on Livewire. Hopefully that gets your watch list humming.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.